Flambeau Mining will get a certificate of completion for 149 acres of the mine site, which is basically the now backfilled area where open-pit mining of copper and gold took place for several years during the 1990s. But the company, environmentalists, the Lac-Couturier Chippewa, and the DNR have tentatively agreed that Flambeau will withdraw its certification request for 32 acres where the mine buildings were located. The company will monitor sediments in a stream and the Flambeau River. The firm will also check soils, surface water, and walleye. Attorney Glenn Stoddard represents some of the mining company opponents.
So it's a fairly significant issue for us. We were concerned that really the site had not been fully reclaimed and that there was not adequate monitoring being done, and this will ensure that there will be additional monitoring done.
Stoddard says the mining company won't be able to ask for a completion certificate for the 32 acres for at least 3 years. The Flambeau mine reclamation case is the first test of mining laws that were revised several years ago. Stoddard says the new agreement sends a message to potential mining firms.
The message is that we're watching this as a number of different groups, environmental groups and citizen groups, very closely, and we're going to hold them to their promises and to the requirements of the law.
In a statement released last night, Flambeau Mining said it's confident additional monitoring will continue to show it's protecting the Flambeau River. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.